assortment of LED flashlights, including the brightest one that I've ever seen. Remember the classic red wagon? Well, we have those too. We have a bird feeder that'll work great on your deck, and it's easy to fill. Schnarrs Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. For hours and location, go to schnarrs.com.
Tis the season to be wealthy. The Exergen Virtual Temperature Challenge is going on now. Just go to Exergen.com and click the contest link for a chance to win an Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, an HD TV, or $100,000 in Christmas cash. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, fast and easy to use, gives an accurate reading with just a gentle forehead scan, used by doctors and nurses at work and at home. Backed by more than 40 published medical studies. A great value for the money and makes a great gift. Pick one up today.
Looking for great gift ideas for the tool lovers on your list? This week at Lowe's, save big when you purchase a Porter Cable 18-volt lithium-ion compact drill driver for just $99. That's a savings of $50. But hurry, supplies won't last long. Plus, now through December 22nd, get free parcel shipping on all Lowe's.com orders of $49 or more. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offer valid 12-8-11 to 12-12-11.
Looking to change your financial income with a job that provides an opportunity to make money as well as a chance to grow your skills? CJ Grant Enterprises, working in the established cable sales industry, is a company that supports the success of its team members, and they're looking for motivated people to join their team. To find out more about CJ Grant Enterprises, visit their website at cjgrant.com or call 1-855-CJ-GRANT, and they'll be happy to discuss your future with the potential for growth and advancement. They'll train you and support your efforts. Apply today at cjgrant.com.
The all-new West County Nissan received a special allocation of new Altimas to be sold before year-end, so they're discounting them by $5,500 or 0% financing for 60 months, or lease a new Altima for only $179 per month, plus discounts on Armadas, Maximas, Muranos, and more up to $10,000 off. The all-new West County Nissan, 1 mile west of Highway 141 on Manchester Road in Baldwin. Or go to westcountynissan.com.
0% for 60 months and no customer cash. Lease at $29.95 down, plus acquisition fee. First payment and processing fee. 39 months, 12,000 miles per year. TTL not included.
Vineyard's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
a rocket in my pocket.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the December 7th Pearl Harbor Day edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Chandler Hill. That's not a, it sounds like a movie star. There used to be a movie star named Jeff Chandler when I was a kid. Women used to go crazy for Jeff Chandler. He was like George Peppard kind of looking guy. Chandler Hill would be a good movie star name, but it's not a movie star. It's a winery, vineyard, in Defiance, Missouri, and you need to know about it. And if you think, well, I'll know about it in the spring when they're open. Oh, no, they're open now. A lot of the wineries are closed, not Chandler Hill. We'll talk.
Hey!
Our control board operator. What's your favorite wine, Peon?
Ooh, I don't really have a favorite wine, no.
Yeah, I don't
I like
either.
That Vignole the last time we had that in here.
Yeah, I'm a Shiraz or Syrah. I'm not sure what the difference is. The names are kind of the same. It's sort of a combo Merlot Cabernet thing. I'd have to go with that, I guess.
I saw an article the other day. There's a new wine called an orange wine coming out. It's kind of like
pretty good.
It's a white or it's a red that tastes like a white or something. Yeah,
I like that idea. Rahm Bauer is an inexpensive wine that I found that's pretty good. But what do I know? I'm no Chandler Hill. I know what you know, and that's control board. You operate one. Say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to retire and have $25,000...
Over half the retirees now have less than $25,000. Don't become one of them.
Well, that's right. So if you're in the half that has $25,000 or more saved up, you can call Mark and Jason and they will give you a free consultation regarding your investment options. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Tina Dalpiaz would like to say hi to everybody. Tina?
I sure would. Hi, everybody, and happy birthday to my friend Paula.
Oh, happy birthday, Paula. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Soon to appear on stage with Tim Reynolds and his band and the Pernikoff brothers. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez, in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is fine, Dan.
That is beautiful.
What is it?
Well, thank you. He says he's going to get one for each of us. He just made me one. It's an angel. You know, that goes on top of the tree, the angel.
Yeah.
Cheese
angel.
Made out of, what's it made out of?
Cheese.
Cheese.
Cheese made out of cheese. It's pretty.
Hey!
It's very thoughtful, Red Boy. He's like a carving, you know, these ice carvers?
Yeah.
He does that with cheese. He's going to do a big sculpture for us for our big Christmas party, big KTRS Christmas party. You know, that extravaganza we have every year. I can't imagine how big it's going to be this year. Give it up, if you would, please, for what I'm sure will be our Christmas party entertainment. They will be hiring these guys, Bruce Limpurst and the All-Boy Orchestra.
Yeah. 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 Oh, come on now. Come on. Thank you. Come on. Wow, look at that.
Standing ovation. Well, I hope one of these days I can tell my potluck story. It's such a great story. We used to have potluck at the station. It was so much fun. Everybody brought stuff, and then it blew up because somebody blew up and blew the whole thing apart. It's such a great story. Such a ridiculous story, actually. But I can't tell it now because somebody get mad, start crying, throw a fit. What I will do is tell you about Chandler Hill, open for business through the holiday season. Now, I doubt that they're open Christmas Day. You need to check the website, check the schedule. I probably should have done that if I weren't so lazy. But what I will do is give you the website, and you can do that yourself, ChandlerHillVineyards.com. A lot of the wineries are closed because they're fair-weather wineries. You know, if you can't sit outside, because that's the only place they have for you to sit, then they have to shut down. Chandler Hill has a spectacular, beautiful, big tasting room with a big bar where people sit up and taste the different wine, and you can have lunch and dinner, and the food is incredible. The prices for what you're getting are extremely reasonable. And when you have people in from out of town, if you really, really want to treat them to something, they're not going to find, well, I won't say anywhere else. They'll find it in Napa Valley, and they'll find it in Italy. But in this part of the country, good luck. Go out and try to find another winery as impressive as Chandler Hill. Chandler Hill Vineyards. They have a lot of private functions, meetings, parties, weddings, receptions. So check the website. Make sure you know the dates of the private parties before you head out, and then make a little trip, and it is a little trip. Now, I've been saying, because Chandler Hill said it this way, that they were the closest winery to St. Louis and St. Charles counties. I had a guy wrote me an email, and he had a good point. He said, how can they be close to St. Charles County when they're in St. Charles County? And I think what they mean by that is they're the closest to St. Charles and to St. Louis County. So, yes, they're in St. Charles County in Defiance, literally a few minutes from 40 and 94, Chandler Hill Vineyards. For some reason, the last time I mentioned the popcorn at First Community, it made me think of my dad, who, when I was about, I don't know, 10, 8, 10, 11, 12, we would every year go to see my grandmother in Akron, Ohio, the worst, most boring town in the world. And the first order of business was to go to W.T. Grant. Does anybody remember that? It was a big discount store.
Yeah.
And we go to W.T. Grant, which is where I saw my first escalator as a kid. I remember staring at this thing, and the stairs were moving. And I thought, whoa. And I got on that thing. Oh, man, what a great thrill. And my dad would, the very first thing when he'd walk in, he'd go get the big popcorn. It was a giant bag of popcorn for a quarter. And as I was thinking about that, it also made me remember my two first watches. Now, there was a time when a boy, for Christmas, getting a watch was almost like, here, son, now you're a man. You have your own wristwatch. I don't know if anybody else can relate to this, but getting a real watch was a man thing. And my first one was a Davy Crockett watch. But my second one, without a face on it or a character, like a kid's watch, was a man watch, and it was a Waltham. I don't even know if they still make Waltham watches, but I still remember, I can still see the face of that watch. And my first camera, real camera, not an Instamatic, was a 35 millimeter Mamiya Seacor. And I don't know if those are still made either. See, this is when you know you're ready for the grave, when everything that you relate to and think about and remember is not around anymore. It's all extinct like dinosaurs. Pearl Harbor Day today. Went through a bunch of facts earlier if you missed them. Oh, and tonight on the History Channel, a tremendous documentary, 2 hours, about the 24 hours following the attack on Pearl Harbor. Some of the facts we mentioned earlier, just, you know, throw them out. A lot of you weren't listening earlier. I think every year we need to try to maybe remember one new fact about Pearl Harbor. It was today. It was 70 years ago. The attack lasted 110 minutes. Started at 7:55. It was over at 9:45. There were two waves. There was the 7:55 wave, and then about 8:50, I believe, there was a second wave. We lost about 2,400 servicemen and women. Almost half those were just on the Arizona. Japanese lost 65 men. We lost 188 like battleships or whatever, and I'm sorry, 100. We lost eight. We lost, I'm trying to find the number of airplanes we lost. It was something like 180, I think, airplanes. And the thing is, they were parked wing to wing. That was a way that they parked the airplanes to, they said in the article, to prevent sabotage. I'm not sure what that means, but because they were so perfectly aligned and all in one area, they were able to wipe so many of them out at once. Had they been parked staggered in separate groups, we might not have lost as many airplanes. Tora, Tora, Tora was the cry that the Japanese commander Mitsuo Fukida called when he flew over Pearl Harbor, and it was a message to the rest of the Japanese Navy telling them we had caught the Americans by surprise. Tora, 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 translated, means tiger, tiger, tiger. I don't know what the significance there of the tiger thing is. What's so funny? You think Pearl Harbor's funny?
I was choking, actually.
No. Surely you wouldn't be laughing at Pearl Harbor.
No, just a cough.
We had... the red dot on the plane. The guy earlier knew the answer. We called them meatballs. It's actually a symbol for the sun, for the red sun, but the U.S. servicemen call those meatballs. If they saw a meatball on the plane, then, you know, they knew it was a Japanese aircraft. So, there you go. Just a couple of little things you may not have known about Pearl Harbor. Hey, Harry Morgan died. Colonel Potter.
96. On MASH.
Colonel Potter?
No.
That's Mr. Potter.
Potter.
He was also Sergeant Joe Friday's...
Dragnet.
Yeah, Dragnet. He was, Harry Gannon or something? I don't remember what his name was on that show.
Go ahead, dig yourself out of this one. You start to tell people something and then you don't even know what it is.
I can't remember.
He was just thinking out loud.
Yeah, his name, I think it was Harry Gannon.
He was in a bunch of movies, too, with Henry Fonda, John Wayne, James Garner, Elvis Presley, Dan Aykroyd. Harry Morgan had a really, really big career for a long, long time. Dead at 96. Harry Morgan, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, new inductees. I'd say just about everybody who was even cut a couple of records eventually gets in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, seriously, like a lot of them.
The Beastie Boys, do they belong in there? I guess they do. Maybe I don't know enough about them. Donovan? Okay, Donovan belongs in there. Guns N' Roses. Laura Nyro? Who
Nero,
is that?
Laura Nyro.
Who's Laura Nyro?
Singer from back in the
60s. Should she be in the Hall of Fame?
I've never even heard of her.
When half of us have never heard of her?
And I know a lot of music from...
You know more music than I do.
Hmm.
You know who she is, right, Jayla?
I don't know her songs. I've heard her name before.
But that's my point. You're a musician.
I thought she was kind of like a
Joan Baez.
Dion's pretty
up on music, and we don't even know who she is, and she's in the Hall of Fame. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Let me see.
Faces, do they belong in there?
Isn't that the, is that
Rod
Stewart's
band? Oh, there
were
some famous people in there. Yeah, that was his first band, yeah, Rod Stewart.
So they give it to the whole band just because he was in there. Billy Graham is back at home. He's 93. I only mention that because the Protestant people, we don't have a pope or anything, and I say we because I was brought up in the Protestant religion, so we don't have that sort of figurehead like a pope. The closest thing I think most Protestants would say to that would be Billy Graham. Billy Graham, above reproach, scandal in his entire long life of the ministry. This guy has a squeaky clean, walking the walk, not just talking the talk, 93 Billy Graham. The best way I could put it is this. If you believe there's a heaven and Jesus and God and whatever, if anybody is going to make it, it's probably going to be Billy Graham.
It says, Laura, what is it? Nero? She did Stone Soul Picnic? Didn't a famous band do that?
That was like Association or Stone Soul Picnic was a group. Maybe she sang in that group. Who cares?
Fifth Dimension sang Stone Soul Picnic.
How old do you think it should be, the oldest a person should be who becomes president of the United States? What do you think the cutoff should be?
40.
40?
40?
I say 65.
They took a giant, CBS did a giant poll, and about 70%.
The oldest, you mean, or youngest?
Oldest.
Oldest you should
oh, the
be.
Oldest
you should be any older than what age to run the president.
I would say 65.
60. Overwhelmingly, most people said 60.
Wow.
Of course, Reagan was in his 70s when he became president. And that Chris Christie, I saw that guy on TV this morning. He's a big boy.
Oh, yeah.
I got to tell you, I don't think anymore a guy that big would ever have a chance, because I think the people, their perception is, well, he's not healthy.
That's what they were saying about him.
He doesn't have any self-discipline. If he can't even control his own weight, how can he control the foreign affairs, blah, 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 blah. Henry Harrison was that his name, the president? Wasn't it Henry Harrison? Is that his name?
James Harrison?
No, I don't think it was James Harrison, was it? There was a Harrison. I don't know his first name.
George.
He was only in a month. He died 1 month after the inauguration.
Did he get sick or something?
Yeah, didn't he get pneumonia or something and died? And who was the big president? We had Cleveland. Wasn't he a big guy? But there's a
Teddy
lot of
Roosevelt?
Talk about how some of these guys don't
William
have
Henry Harrison.
Okay, I had the Henry part. William Henry Harrison. So a lot of people think that... it's funny, though. They think 60 is okay, or even 65. It's not until you get into the 70s. That they start to go, well, you know, maybe he's a little old. Gingrich, on Inauguration Day, Romney will be 65, Gingrich will be 69. And
hey, shut that up, that 69 thing. I don't know what that is. I'm sick of it.
But, you know, I these days people live longer and they seem younger.
And Ron Paul would be 77.
Holy cow.
There was a Benjamin Harrison, too, who was president. There are two Harrisons.
Well, wait, we didn't have two. We had two Harrisons for president?
Yeah, Benjamin was the 23rd, and William Henry was the 9th.
How did I never know there were two President Harrisons? All this time, all this grade school, all this high school, never knew that.
You're a weird little s***, Frank, and I don't get you.
Well, I know I'm weird, but I don't know.
I don't think that has anything to do with it.
Who was that?
That's Lauren.
Wow.
If you're thinking about being a nurse because years ago you heard there was a nursing shortage, you may have waited too late. Now we're going to have a glut of nurses. They say there's a surge in young nurses getting out of nursing school.
Hmm.
So we're going to have, like, too many nurses. 62% increase in the number of registered nurses in the last 10 years.
Whoa.
See, I think that's kind of a thankless job, is the nurse, because I think the nurses... Sorry, doctors, but I think the nurses do a whole lot more than they get credit for. And I'm not knocking doctors. They go to school a lot, and they're smart, and they save lives. I know all that, and they do the surgery. But the nurses, man, the heavy lifting, I think, is done by the nurses.
Yeah, Angela's stepmom has three nurses, like two daughter-in-laws and her daughter. They're all. I think it's good for newer mothers because you can work, like, 3 days a week. They're long shifts of, like... 12 or 14 hours, but then you're off you're off 4 days.
And don't you make some pretty good money as a registered nurse?
I think so.
I think you make pretty good money.
Yeah.
So maybe not a good time to become a nurse, but you never know. We are really getting closer and closer to the end of one-day postal service. They say that very shortly they're going to not be able to deliver mail. It'll be at least 2-3 days before you get your mail. Check
Boy,
this out.
That's not good for
the
them.
Postal Service says it needs to close over half of its 487 processing centers because they need to save $3 billion a year. So one way to do it is, and you know what? How much mail do you really need in a day, really? I mean, if it comes in 2 or 3 days, and if it's that important, you'll UPS it or FedEx it.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the problem. They lost all that business because... everybody thinks to send something overnight, you use FedEx or UPS. You don't even
instead of the
normally think of the post office.
But they do have that service. But you're right. I don't. I forget that they can do that, and I just run to the UPS place, and that has to have taken its toll and hurt him a lot. I got an email this morning from a guy, and I'm so glad he wrote me. Thank you, Frank Penn, for your email, because here's his email. He says, Frank, about 20 years ago, you told a joke that I would like to hear again. It involves some guys working on a roof, and one falls off with a saw, and I'm not going to give you much more. But that's all he gave me. It drove me nuts, because when he said two guys working on a roof and the saw, I knew there was a joke like that, and I couldn't come up with it. I sat down and I wrote this guy back, and I said, now you have driven me insane, and all I'll be able to do till the show starts is try to remember this joke. And as soon as I hit send to send him the email, the joke, it hit me.
That's funny.
It came into my head, and I wrote him right back, and I said, got it. And I said, I'll tell it today, and I'll dedicate it to you. And you know what? The funny thing is, it's a great old joke, and I can't tell you why I just sort of forgot about it for the last at least 3 or 4 years. I know it's been that long, but it's a good one. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Now, let me explain that you need, in a joke, somebody has to sort of be the dummy in the joke, the victim. You know, when I was a kid, it was little moron jokes. Did you hear about the little moron who went to the store, blah, and then Pollock jokes. And then, of course, they became politically incorrect, so we made them blonde jokes. Well, thank goodness now we have FM DJs that we can make the brunt of the joke. So this is the story of two FM DJs who are out of work, pretty typical, and they decide to go into the construction business because they don't have any training, but they figure if we get an old truck and a ladder and some old used tools, we'll look. Who'll know? We look, you know, coveralls, put some dirt on them, and we'll look like we're construction guys. So they managed to con somebody into getting a rehab job at a house doing construction. And the one guy, the one FM DJ, is on a ladder, and he's holding a circular saw. He loses his balance, and as he's falling from the ladder, he loses control of the circular saw. It hits him on the side of the head and slices his right ear off, severs his ear. There's a bloody hole in the side of his head.
Oh.
Ear's gone. He's screaming. He's lying on the ground, screaming in pain, grabs a rag, holds it up against the side of his head. His buddy says, my goodness, what happened? Look at all this blood. What the heck happened? He says, what happened? I'll tell you what happened. I fell off the ladder. I had the circular saw. I cut my ear clean off. I severed my ear. His buddy says, oh, man, that must hurt. He said, yeah, it hurts. But rather than sit here and talk about how much it hurts, why don't you get out on the ground and see if you can find my ear? He said, because I've heard if something gets cut off, if you can get it in a cooler and get it in ice and get to the hospital, they can reattach it. So his buddy gets down on his hands and knees, and he's looking. There's sawdust everywhere. So he's looking through the sawdust for his friend's ear, and he comes up with this ear. It's got sawdust and blood all over it. So he shakes it off and blows it off. He says, man, I got it. I got your ear. And his friend with the bloody rag up against his head looks at it and he says, no, keep looking. That's not mine. That's not my ear. He says, what do you mean? How many ears, bloody ears, could there be here? Of course it's yours. He says, no, that's not mine. Mine had a pencil behind it.
Oh, my God. With another look at the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklandine Airborne traffic. Timothy?
Thanks a lot, Tina. The good news is they've cleared the accident on eastbound 270 at 170, so all lanes are now open. The bad news is, though, is you've got stop-and-go, bumper-to-bumper traffic. You're hosed no matter how you look at it. eastbound, well, actually northbound slash eastbound from St. Charles Rock Road. That goes through New Florissant. Going to find some slow pockets as that traffic makes its way towards the Chain of Rocks Bridge. Southbound 270, that is stop and go from Dorset down through Doherty Ferry. Southbound Lindbergh, that's jammed up from Olive to Highway 40. Westbound 40, you've got that slowdown between Boyle and Kings Highway to McCausland. Lindbergh out through Timberlake Manor, then from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 4064, that's bumper to bumper from Clarkson through Mason. Now, if you're traveling southbound 170, and I can see brake lights, they start right around Page. No, we'll put it south of Page now, down through Highway 40. And eastbound 4064, that's still slowing from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by TNT's Silent Witness. Tonight at 8, TNT brings you another all-new original movie in their TNT Mystery Movie Night series with Silent Witness, starring Dermot Mulroney and Michael Cudlitz, only on TNT. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 celebrates the 12 days of Christmas by giving the gifts to you. Each weekday during the event, go to KTRS.com to register for the daily prize, which changes each weekday at midnight. 12 days, 12 prizes. And McGraw will announce the winner the next morning. It's that simple. Be sure to register to win today's prize, a $250 gift card from OK Vacuum. The 12 Days of Christmas, brought to you by the Big 550 KTRS.
How about a new refrigerator, maybe a new washer and dryer for the holiday season? Look no further than Affordable Kitchens and Baths. They're having their winter warehouse blowout sale. It's all week long. It's going to start Monday, December 5th and run through Saturday, December 10th. They're also proud to be a part of the Toys for Tots this year. Now, during the warehouse sale, bring in a new toy to help the Toys for Tots and receive a special discount off your purchase during the Affordable Kitchen and Baths sale. 10% off all scratch and dent appliances, plus tons of closeouts. 10% off 2-centimeter granite counter slabs, not to mention additional discounts on everything else. Normally, you get deep discounts, but with Affordable Kitchens and Baths and their December week-long warehouse sale, you get deeper discounts. Where is it? 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly known as South Highway 94, between Kisker and Central School Road. Affordable Kitchens and Baths is a division of Callier & Thompson, so that's quality. It's their blowout week-long sale, Affordable Kitchens and Baths.
If your home is in danger of foreclosure, then it's crucial that you listen to the following message. St. Louis Home Retention Group is the only local company that specializes in loan modifications. What's a loan modification? It's a program that could enable your lender to cut the interest rate on your current loan all the way down to 2%. But it's a complicated process. Call the loan modification experts at St. Louis Home Retention Group, 636-527-5121. Here's Steve Scallerin, the president of St. Louis Home Retention Group.
Our company name says it all. At St. Louis Home Retention Group, we are a company looking to provide you the best chance for a secure future by getting you the lowest mortgage rate you qualify for, helping you put together a qualified loan modification package, or helping you reduce your monthly debt to a payment you are comfortable with.
St. Louis Home Retention Group. Visit them online at stlouishomeretentiongroup.com or call now at 636-527-5121. That's 636-527-5121. Don't give up hope. Call St. Louis Home Retention Group now.
Due to the stigma associated with addiction, most people believe that quitting is simply a matter of willpower to just say no to drugs. A lot of people believe they can overcome addiction by themselves. Both research and clinical experience clearly indicate otherwise. Hello, I'm John Crum of Addiction Treatment Strategies to say that addiction is a disease in which there are persistent changes in brain structure and function. It's a very dangerous disease that kills people and demands a prompt and professional response. At ATS, we utilize a state-of-the-art scientific approach using new medications that decrease the cravings for alcohol and opiates. At the same time, our trained team of professionals works with you to develop a strategy that greatly decreases the threat of relapse. The Journal of American Medical Association reports that over 80% of patients treated in this manner show significant long-term improvement. And what does this mean to you? You're going to get better. If you need help, consult our website, addictionts.com, for more information. At ATS, we offer hope.
Is your car on the fritz? Are you stranded? Or maybe you don't want to chance it after a late night of drinking. Make sure you call ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. At ABC Checker Cab, they have GPS in all of the cars, which means the ABC Checker Cab dispatcher knows exactly where every single cab is, and it can get to you and get to your destination faster than any other cab company. It's ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. Not only do they have more advanced technology than any other cab company, they also have corporate accounts, medical transports, courier service, school accredited, and each driver has had a total and complete background check. 314-766-RIDE. Put it in your phone and put it as a speed dial number. 314-766-RIDE or abccabco.net. That's abccabco.net or 314-766-RIDE. You need a cab. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Checker Cab. 314-766-RIDE. ABC Checker Cab.
It's Vegas, baby!
Casino Queen is the place to be on Fridays now through December 23rd for Vegas Nights. Line up the night on Fridays at Casino Queen. 11 winners every hour from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. win their share of $75,000 in Royal Free Play. Earn entries through December 23rd. Don't miss Vegas Nights. Fridays in December. Viva the Queen. Casino Queen. Home of the loosest slots. See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, Mark Connolly, General Manager of Connolly Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
Mary, your shopping this holiday season starts at Plaza Frontenac. Neiman Marcus, Saks Fifth Avenue, Pottery Barn Kids, J. Crew, Lululemon Athletic, and now open St. Louis Bread Company and over 40 shops and restaurants to brighten the holidays. Plaza Frontenac, it's where to be merry.
Find out what's hot and happening this Sunday night.
It's the Dennis George Show with Matt Connor
and Julia Eschen.
9 p.m. Sundays here on the Big 550 KTRS. Online, KTRS.com.
Now is the perfect time to invest in your home. St. Louis Closet Company can organize your closets, pantries, home office, laundry room. 314-781-9000. Ask about their fall special, St. Louis Closet Company.
Shop REI and get the expert help you need to find the perfect gift for your outdoor adventurer with free shipping with no minimum through December. REI. Find out.
Now we're back to the regular theme today.
I don't know. We were all talking off the air.
What happened? How did that happen?
My brain just went back in time and just grabbed the old...
We haven't used that theme for, what, 3 years?
I know. I can't believe I haven't done it more than once.
You may be going crazy.
In like a year.
You could be going crazy. It could happen. It is time to go to Southern California and check in on the world of Hollywood. Maybe Mr. Evans will have a little update on the Alec Baldwin brouhaha with American Airlines. I think that's probably over. There's not much more to it. We'll find out what else is going on. He is brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. Go into their showroom on Manchester. It's about a mile east of 270 next to McAllister's Deli. Walk up to the front desk. Grab one or two or three or five of those beautiful squeegees. A great gift idea. Yours for only $15, normally $25, because you're AM and the PM. ThompsonPrice.com is the website. Here he is, Mike Evans.
Give it up. Hey, we're not in Southern California. We're in Dallas, where today I became a grandfather.
Get out of here. Aww. Get out of here.
Come on, little Ashley and Andrew had a little girl. You met Ashley. Little Brindley's checked in, 6 pounds, 12 ounces, born in Dallas, and very exciting. Just very exciting.
How many grandkids do you have?
Five.
You're old, man.
I am. I'm older than dirt.
Yeah.
I'm older than dirt.
Congratulations.
Hey, we start with a pop quiz question. I told you how good War Horse is. It opens up on Christmas Day. It's going to be nominated for some Oscars. Now, a Hollywood behind-the-scenes related pop quiz question. How many horses were used as the War Horse in the movie? Just one, four, or 14? I'll give you the answer in just a minute. Here's a love nugget for you. Blake Lively spent some serious time with Leonardo DiCaprio, but now the Gossip Girl has been canoodling with Ryan Reynolds in Los Angeles, New York, and the Bahamas. Friends say it's the real deal, Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds. But she is beautiful, you know that?
How do I not? Do I know her? What was she in?
She was from an MTV show.
She was in the movie you really liked, The Town. She was the gal that was kind of the druggie.
Okay.
Okay. She's hot. Good. Very nice girl, too. Get ready. It's coming, and it's going to get ugly. The court proceedings coming up on next Tuesday in Pennsylvania. Sandusky's accusers will face him. And, of course, you know by now that he was rearrested. At least two more accusers have come forward. That whole thing is going to get ugly. He also raised his bail, and he did make his bail. They knew that if they didn't raise his bail, he would be a flight risk. And because they didn't pick up his passport, that's the reason, the main reason Sandusky's bail was raised so much, that they're going to make sure he can't disappear.
Yeah, this guy's going down.
Absolutely.
You know, it's just my opinion. You can't be more guilty than this guy. That's my opinion.
Movie news, Christopher Columbus. Well, not that Christopher Columbus. Christopher Columbus, who gave us the Goonies and the Gremlins and Home Alone and Harry Potter and Fantastic Four, also the movie The Help, which is one of my favorite movies of the year. Christopher Columbus has just picked up his next big movie project. It's called Christ the Lord Out of Egypt. It's about Jesus as a boy, 12, 14 years old. It's going to be a very big movie. Christopher Columbus will be producing and directing.
All right, I want to say real quickly, I want to say something quickly about The Help. I watched The Help again last night. And this is a huge statement. And I said this when I saw it in the movie theater, one of the five best movies I've ever seen in my life is The Help.
And I think Viola Davis should win for best actress.
Well, and Octavia, whatever her name is. This acting is beyond belief. And the
story. Great. I totally agree with you. It was just a fabulous movie.
And a great message about how it used to be in not just the South, but wow, what a movie. All right, sorry.
And it's amazing that is actually how it really was.
Well, I lived it. I was down there, and it was like I was watching some sort of flashback to my childhood. The Help. Folks, if you think you haven't watched it because you think you know what it is, do yourself a favor. Get this movie.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. You know, I'll tell you something. It's a shame that J. Edgar was such a big disappointment at the box office. It was really, I mean, I know that Tina didn't like it, but I thought it was a good movie. It started to make people wonder in Hollywood, well, Steven Spielberg's biopic about Abraham Lincoln, will it bomb at the box office too? It'll be interesting to see. I got a movie review for you. Peace, Love, and Misunderstanding won't be released until next spring, but it is a terrific film. Jane Fonda plays a grandmother who lives in Woodstock, New York, and still lives in the 1960s where she was living at the time. She invites her daughter, a conservative New York lawyer whose husband has dumped her, she's played by Catherine Keener, to bring her kids and to come and stay. And I'll tell you what, you talk about a generation gap. I don't even like Jane Fonda, but this is a very funny movie. Everybody can enjoy it. It's rated PG, 98 minutes, 2.5 stars. Okay. And a quick sports shorts. What is the big deal? Everybody talking about Madonna doing the Super Bowl halftime show. I reported that Madonna was going to be doing the halftime show 3 months ago on your show.
Yeah.
There you go. I told you. And this just in, Oprah will be in Haiti on Saturday interview Sean Penn, who spends all of his time down in Haiti helping the earthquake victims. Whether you like him or hate him, Sean Penn, he certainly has been helping the Haiti victims. Of course, a lot of people wonder why he's not helping the victims in Joplin, Missouri. They had a lot of problems and injuries and people suffering with homes there, too. But, you know, good is good. We'll just leave it at that. And finally, on your Wednesday report.
I hate it when you people applaud at the end. I don't like that.
Sorry, I don't like it either, but that's just the way it is. No, I'm the kind of man, I can take it, no problem. Pop quiz question, how many horses were used in the War Horse movie that actually played the hero horse? 1, 4, or 14?
Tina, what do you think?
I'll guess 14.
I'm going to go 14.
1, 4.
The answer is 14. Have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow from Dallas, Texas. Mike Evans, see ya.
Yeah, there's no way they could have had one horse. Well, you know that's not the answer. Who said 14?
I did.
And Dan.
I think I did, too. Not.
I think you meant it. You said 4, but you didn't get the T note.
Yeah.
Not.
Real close.
Mike Evans, Southern California, brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home. Check their website, thompsonprice.com. Don't forget, until they run out, and I think he bought a few cases, but he's going to run out anyway. The squeegees for you AM and the PMers. All right, this weekend, We're only two nights away from the Holiday Variety Show at Argosy Casino Alton at Argosy's Music Hall. It stars Bob Zaney, Greg Morton, Keith West, and Showgirls. That is the 9th and 10th. That would be Friday and Saturday nights at Argosy's Music Hall. Two shows each night, by the way, 7 and 9 o'clock each night. Steve Davis heads back to Argosy's Music Hall January 6th, 7 o'clock, one show, one night, Memories of Elvis. He's been there many, many, many times and sells out every time. No doubt he will this time, too. So get your tickets now. January 6th, Steve Davis, Memories of Elvis. If you like Johnny Cash, there's a Johnny Cash tribute featuring Bill Furness and One More Round. That is January 20th and 21st. The one thing I forgot to mention about this weekend's variety show is Toys for Tots. All you need to get in is an unwrapped new toy. If you don't have one, $10 will get you in, and that money goes to Toys for Tots. Argosy preferred cards are free. And tomorrow night is Thursday night. All you can eat shrimp and crab legs. Start making some stomach room now. You do one of two things. You either stop eating and be really hungry, or start eating a lot and stretching your stomach. You know, like those professional contest eaters?
Right.
They all have like a routine, and some of them stretch and some... Your choice. You can stretch her out real good now, tonight, and then wait 24 hours and fill it back up, or just start backing it off now and be real hungry tomorrow night so you really get your money's worth. But you will anyway because they're the biggest crab legs in town. Argosy Casino Alton. Anything you need or want in the way of information or tickets, one number does it all. 1-800-711-GAME. 1-800-711-GAME. Argosy Casino Alton.
With your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. What's going on, Tim?
Well, Tina, we've got kind of a mess out there. We've got, looks like here we've got a new accident. It's on eastbound 70 at West Forest, and that has a lane blocked. It's already jammed up from that point to St. Louis Avenue. Eastbound 5570 is slow. Have an accident at 3rd Street. You're backed up to the Poplar Street Bridge. If you're traveling on westbound 4064, it's jammed up a little west of Grand to McCausland, Clayton Warson to Timberlake Manor, and then Boone's Crossing to the Boone Bridge. Westbound 70, stop and go 170 through Cypress. Slow again between Cave Springs and TRQs. Now, northbound / eastbound 270, that is jammed. I've not seen it like this in a long time. From St. Charles Rock Road, that goes through New Florence, and southbound 270 is slow page through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report is brought to you by Burlington Coat Factory. It's cold outside, so come into Burlington today to find great winter warm-up coats for the whole family at incredibly low prices, up to 60% off department stores every day. Nobody has more coats and more brands than Burlington Coat Factory. Brag about it. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS is playing Santa again with the U.S. Marines for the 2011 Big 550 Nestle Purina Toy Drive. Join us this Friday at Plaza Frontenac, where KTRS personalities will broadcast live from 9 to 3 p.m. Light up the life of a needy child by dropping off your new unwrapped Toys for Tots donation at one of our drop boxes at Plaza Frontenac during the broadcast. The Big 550 Nestle Purina Toy Drive is brought to you by Mr. B's Pool Centers, where your family fun is our family business. Go to mrbpools.com. And by St. Louis University Department of Neurosurgery, caring for patients every day. Happy holidays from the Big 550 KTRS.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
The Big 550. KTRS.
Woo! Yeah, you said it. Woo!
Where St. Louis comes to talk.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal. Call John Beal. Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof goes to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
Merry your shopping this holiday season starts at Plaza Frontenac. Neiman Marcus, Saks Fifth Avenue, BCBG, Max Ezria, Elang Elang Fine Jewelry, Crew Cuts, Flemings, and Gift Wrap with Nurses for Newborns this holiday season. Plaza Frontenac, it's where to be merry.
Well, we had a very good time entertaining you today, and thank you for joining us and letting us in your cars and homes. We'll be here again tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. For you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks just ask me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but